Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here. Welcome back to Tesla Daily. Today we have quite a bit to go through. We'll start off with Twitter. Of course, Elon Musk's bid for Twitter has been accepted by the Twitter board of directors. Tesla stock took a little bit of a hit as that news was coming out. We'll talk about that. Then we also have a number of leaked text messages from Elon Musk, both in regard to the funding secured saga and also Bill Gates shorting Tesla. Then we also have a handful of other stories as well. Looking at the markets, Tesla today starting off the week with a pretty significant underperformance, finishing down 0.7% to close at $998.02. while the Nasdaq was up 1.3% on the day. Tesla had been trading a little bit below the Nasdaq for most of the day, but definitely took a bigger hit when the Twitter deal was announced. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a second, but just as far as the market is concerned, this is a big week for tech earnings. So Google earnings are on Tuesday, Meta/Facebook on Wednesday, Amazon on Thursday, and Apple on Thursday as well. So those results will be heavily influential on how the Nasdaq overall is trading. I think the Amazon earnings could be potentially a little bit concerning in terms of how they affect the overall market, because as we talked about last quarter, Amazon was boosted significantly by the valuation of Rivian at that time, and Rivian since then has tanked. They're gonna have to mark that down. That'll have a significant negative impact on their earnings per share that they report. So hopefully that's priced in, hopefully that's expected, but the same situation in reverse last quarter seemed to help a little bit, so we'll see. The same is also going to apply for Ford when they report earnings as well. All right, so getting to the Twitter news, Twitter announced in a press release about an hour before market close today that they have entered into a definitive agreement to be acquired by an entity wholly owned by Elon Musk for $54.20 per share in cash in a transaction valued at approximately $44 billion. Upon completion of the transaction, Twitter will become a privately held company. So as Elon had previously said, $54.20 per share, that was his best and final offer. That proved to be the case, and Twitter ultimately accepting it after some hesitancy to say the least. A couple of points of clarification. So it does say all cash transaction. That doesn't have anything to do with Elon's financing. That's still the debt and equity split that we had talked about. But that is to raise cash to then acquire Twitter. So from Twitter's perspective, it's all cash. And then I saw a little bit of confusion around the $44 billion price because previously it had been reported at $43 billion. As I noted, it is still the same share price. So the only difference there is going to be the share count. Twitter probably just updated it from their most recent filing. So really nothing different from Elon's original offer. The main question that remains then is, as we walked through the financing, $21 billion of that was to come from equity, with the remaining being raised by Elon personally through debt. So as I shared, of course, on Twitter today and in the episode last week when we walked through the financing, I expect that $21 billion to be raised from other investors, simply because that was set up to be 49% of the overall capital raised. That seems like it would be structured to house other investors and still allow Elon to have majority stake of this new Twitter private company. Now, that's just my expectation. That money could come from anywhere, including from Elon selling Tesla stock. And that's part of the reason you saw Tesla stock drop a little bit today when this news was announced, because it is a possibility that Elon would sell Tesla stock to raise that capital. Personally, though, I think that's very unlikely. Hopefully, we'll find a little bit more out about that portion of the financing pretty soon. A couple of other final details here. Twitter did note that the board had unanimously approved this transaction. They do say they expect this deal to close in 2022. They didn't give any more specifics on timing other than that. It is subject to approval of Twitter stockholders, regulatory approvals, and satisfaction of other customary closing conditions, though they did say that financing was not a concern. Elon's comment on the transaction was that, quote, "Free speech is the bedrock of a functioning democracy, and Twitter is the digital town square where matters vital to the future of humanity are debated. I also want to make Twitter better than ever by enhancing the product with new features, making the algorithms open source to increase trust, defeating the spam bots, and authenticating all humans. Twitter has tremendous potential. I look forward to working with the company and the community of users to unlock it," end quote. Elon also shared that statement out on Twitter, saying yes with a couple of heart and rocket emojis. So anyway, a lot of interesting implications here. We've already talked about quite a few of those possibilities in previous episodes. I'm sure we'll continue talking about them, but for today, let's move on. All right, next up, we just so happened to get a couple of leaked Elon Musk conversations this weekend. I guess one not necessarily leaked, but disclosed in court documents. The other one leaked. We'll start off with the former. So these were conversations that Elon Musk had back in 2018 when he was considering taking Tesla private. Thank goodness that didn't happen, but that would have been done with the help of the Saudi PIF, or public investment fund, that had taken a 5% stake in Tesla at the time. And as we have seen with Elon's Twitter action, sometimes that can lead to a lot more. So like I said, these were disclosed in a court filing. We're just going to look at a recap here from tech emails on Twitter, though, because they've formatted them in a much easier to read way than the court filing. These took place from August 10th through August 13th of 2018. And for a little bit more context, Elon's funding secured tweet was on August 7th. And then on August 13th, he also posted an update to the Tesla blog about what was going on with the whole going private situation. We won't go through that entire post, but it is kind of interesting reading that now with this new context. And it's pretty clear that Elon was being very transparent. And of course, then wrapping up the timeline, it wasn't until August 24th that Tesla posted the blog post about staying public. All right, so looking at these conversations, these were exchanges between Elon Musk and Yasser Al-Rumayyan, who is the governor of the Saudi PIF, as well as the chairman of Saudi Aramco. We won't go through every single message, but we're basically picking up here with Elon Musk being upset that the Saudi PIF was denying rumors that they were interested in taking Tesla private, or that there had been conversations about that. Elon saying to Yasser that this is a major problem. It is extremely important that you confirm that you are in discussions with me regarding the take private transaction. Nothing more needs to be said. If this is not said, we will never speak again. Never. Yasser comes back with Elon. As you know, PIF purchased a passive stake in shares of Tesla on the market in April 2018 as part of our investment strategy to diversify away from oil and increase our investment in emerging technologies, including electronic vehicles. PIF remains interested in potential investment opportunities that are consistent with its investment strategy, and the EV space is one of interest. We would like to explore investing in Tesla subject to being able to create a Tesla production hub in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia that serves Middle East, North Africa, Europe, Asia, and Africa with the right incentives on all fronts, subsidies on energy and land, tax exemptions, support in obtaining financing, etc. Therefore, as discussed, we would like our teams to start working together in a confidential manner to explore a potential transaction. All the best, Yasser. Elon comes back and says, thank you, this is much appreciated, very important that media inquiries confirm this statement. Yasser says, please note that any Saudi venture will be 100% owned by Tesla and no strings attached. Elon says, got it, thanks. Fast forward a couple days, Elon sends an Apple News link, presumably to an article about the PIF denying interest, and says, what the hell is going on here? This is false. Yasser says it's not true, nobody talked to them, then continues on to say, good morning, Elon, just wanted to check in and see when your team would be able to start sending us information and perhaps have a kickoff call with our international investments team. But Elon is still upset, says, please refute this false statement that PIF has no interest in Tesla. This is outrageous, and continues on to say he's deeply offended. Yasser sends back a Bloomberg article, and Elon says, this is an extremely weak statement and does not reflect the conversation we had at Tesla. You said you were definitely interested in taking Tesla private and had wanted to do so since 2016. You also made it clear that you were the decision maker, moreover backed strongly by the Crown Prince, who regards this as strategically important at a national level. I'm sorry, but we cannot work together. Yasser says, it's up to you, Elon. Elon says, you're throwing me under the bus. Yasser says, it takes two to tango. We haven't received anything yet. Let's get on the phone and discuss. Are available now. Elon says, sorry, it's over. Yasser says, let's see the numbers. Can't approve something that we don't have sufficient information on. We've agreed that you will send the financial information and the way going forward within a week, and nothing has happened since. The last thing I want to do is throw you under the bus. I'm your friend, so please don't treat me like an enemy. I'm willing to fly to you, or we can meet somewhere in Europe and discuss constructive next steps. A little bit of back and forth on that. Elon says, Tesla's a public company. There's the numbers out there. Then says that, Yasser, when we met at Tesla recently, you said that you were the decision maker for PIF, that you had wanted to do the Tesla take private deal for 2 years, and that this was supported directly by the Crown Prince. I checked with my team, who were in that meeting, in case I remembered something wrong, and they confirmed this exactly. You are extremely experienced financially and are well aware of what a go private would require, which is 20% premium to buy out all shareholders. This is all standard practice, nothing unusual. There are many other investment funds who want to be a part of this deal. We do not need your fund to get this done. I will not work with an organization whose public statements to the media do not match their private statements to me and my team. Yasser says, we haven't taken any company private yet in the US or anywhere else, and the agreement was minuted by my people and is to wait for information to be sent from you within a week on how we will move forward together. Elon says, please extend an offer to the Crown Prince that I would like to apologize personally and explain why Tesla will not work with the PIF in this transaction. Elon says, I read the article, it is weak sauce and still makes me sound like a liar. It is filled with equivocation and in no way indicates the strong interest you conveyed in person. I am sorry, but there will be no further communication unless you fix the public perception of wishy-washy support and interest from PIF. That is not what you said to me and my team privately. Someone is either a friend or not a friend, and no friend says one thing privately and another thing publicly. This is not right. In light of these actions and nothing meaningful done to correct them, Tesla will be moving forward with Silver Lake, Goldman, and other investors to take Tesla private. Please let them know if you wish to retain or sell your current position in Tesla. Yasser then says that they'll work on a statement. Elon says he appreciates it. The next day, there's a little bit more back and forth. Elon says that he is still upset and then says on the take private proposal, they'll have the documents ready in about a week, and since they're public, any non-public information would need to be provided to all shareholders simultaneously. All right, so I know a lot of reading there, kind of difficult to condense that down, but I think it's fascinating to just have more of the context on this situation and how deals like this come together in general. I think it's probably a little bit unique for Elon, and obviously they reference a lot of in-person conversations here, and there seemed to be a little bit of a disagreement on exactly what was said. Elon obviously believed, as he wrote in the blog post at that time, that they wanted to take Tesla private and obviously had the funds. And I think without the context of those in-person conversations, it's pretty easy to say, okay, well, probably should have waited for something a little bit more concrete. But that seems to be in large part the essence of what Elon is so frustrated about during this text conversation. Elon appended this with a couple of comments on Twitter this morning, saying that, quote, "The head of the Saudi PIF committed unequivocally to take Tesla private with me, as witnessed by the Tesla CFO and several others. That is why I said funding was secured," end quote. And he added that the San Francisco office of the SEC were shameless puppets of Wall Street short seller sharks while doing nothing to protect actual shareholders. That is why I lost all respect for them. Speaking of short sellers, that gives us a nice transition into the next leaked conversation. This one is much, much shorter. This is confirmation that Bill Gates, as suspected, is in fact short Tesla stock. So what we're looking at here is a couple of screenshots of a text message conversation between Bill Gates and Elon Musk. It starts off by saying SpaceX are very impressive, 7:20 on Wednesday to be clear, probably talking about a flight. Elon says, great, it's cut off there. The next one says, just landed. Elon says, cool, and then says, do you still have a $500 million short position against Tesla? Bill Gates says, sorry to say, I haven't closed it out, and then immediately follows that up by saying, I would like to discuss philanthropy possibilities. Elon replies, sorry, but I cannot take your philanthropy on climate change seriously when you have a massive short position against Tesla, the company doing the most to solve climate change. Elon was asked if this is real, and he said, yes, but I didn't link it to the New York Times. They must have got it through friends of friends. I heard from multiple people at TED that Gates still had a $500 million short against Tesla, which is why I asked him, so it's not exactly top secret. So there we go, confirmation that Bill Gates is short Tesla. $500 million for Bill Gates, it's not that huge of a position. It's certainly not nothing, but for that amount, why even take that position where you're actively rooting against this company that's trying to help climate change, which is something you claim to be a big proponent of? It just seems like a move doused in pettiness and envy. Why not want Tesla to succeed? That would be a very good thing for the climate. So you've got the short, and then Bill Gates has the audacity to immediately ask if Elon wants to work together on philanthropic efforts while he is actively trying to profit from Elon Musk's company losing value. So, bold move, Bill Gates, and I think across all facets, it has not paid off. All right, moving on from those conversations, we do have a couple other items here. First up, we've got news out of Germany that Avis, rental car company, is now offering Model 3 and Model Y vehicles in Germany. A representative of Avis saying that, quote, "We are delighted to be taking an extremely important step toward an electric mobile future by adding two of the most popular e-vehicles to our rental car fleet. With the two models from Tesla, we are reaching both customers who have been building on electromobility for a long time and may also own such a vehicle privately, as well as those who would like to try out a premium level electric car," end quote. So nothing on the level of the Hertz announcement, of course, but always nice to see those steps in that direction. All right, last couple of things here. First up, we've got some news on the Ford F-150 Lightning. I believe this is news at least. Ford CEO Jim Farley has said that within the next year or so, Ford is planning to scale up production of the F-150 Lightning to about 150,000 units, quite a bit higher than their original target of 40,000, which I believe they eventually doubled to 80,000. So now it looks like, again, maybe another doubling. I'd probably have to double check that I've gotten that right, but I believe that's the case. And either way, 150,000 per year, I think that's a pretty exciting level for Ford to be targeting for that soon. We may hear a little bit more on this tomorrow, as I believe Ford is set to start deliveries of the F-150 Lightning tomorrow. Last thing then, just a quick update on the Boring Company. We had talked about how they had raised $675 million. They tweeted out this morning that Hyperloop testing is set to begin at full scale later this year. I think that Series C announcement had also mentioned Hyperloop, so it's interesting to see the Boring Company start to talk about this again, as there had been a long period of time there where it had kind of been dropped. At least that was my perception, at least in terms of what was being discussed on the roadmap. If you're not familiar, the basic concept of Hyperloop is just to have super high-speed transportation in tunnels, enabled in part by not necessarily vacuum sealing it, but at least evacuating some of the air in those tunnels. It's a pretty exciting project that's faced its own share of criticism, as does any Elon Musk project. But there have been a lot of competitions and testing around Hyperloop, so it'll be interesting to see what the Boring Company has in mind. All right, that is pretty much it for today. Last quick thing is just a scheduling update. So this upcoming Friday, April 29th, I am planning to take that day off, spend some time with family. So hopefully nothing too crazy happening on that day. We'll see. But that is the current plan. As always, though, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. And we'll see you tomorrow for the Tuesday, April 26th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.